The Petersburg Link is part of a $30 million region-wide fiber-optic loop. It will connect five southeast communities. It'll be connected to an existing fiber-optic cable to the lower 48. The submarine cable will come ashore at Sandy Beach in Petersburg and run through the city on existing power poles and out the highway down to the south end of Mitkoff Island. During a December 28th presentation in Petersburg, GCI's Southeast Operations Manager, Warren Russell, said the connection would increase the speed and options for internet, cable television, and phone service in Petersburg and out the road.
So we're going to get faster service, offer new services, greater capacity, and better reliability.
The company wants to set up a redundant loop that will allow data to be rerouted if there's a problem. GCI held their meeting at the Lighthouse Assembly of God Church. That's just kitty corner from the city-owned lot at 8th and Oslog, where the company wants to put a 25 by 41 foot structure to house the communications equipment needed for the cable link. Russell described it for a dozen or so people who turned out to their presentation.
It's a single-story residential style building. It's a prefab. It's going to have horizontal siding on it, no windows, kind of an arched roof, low light, low noise.
Russell went on to address several other concerns nearby residents had raised earlier in the month.
We're not going to be chasing the deer and the eagles out. We're going to try to remain keep as many trees in place as possible. It will not be a man space. The only people showing up there are the folks that had to go inside to work on something and leave. We're not storing any vehicles there. We're not storing any equipment there. We're not making any cable drop-off point, no poles, none of that stuff. It's just the building.
The company's moving its commercial storefront and offices up to the Hammer and Weekon Shopping Center. The building at 8th and Oslog will only house electronics and will not have any staff, according to the company. In response to neighborhood concerns, Russell said GCI had eliminated plans for a security fence on the property and was willing to make other changes to address any other concerns. The structure would not require a road, just a driveway, so maintenance staff can access the building, according to Russell, who said they wanted to make it as unobtrusive as possible.
Ideally for us, if we put something in place and nobody knew it was there, that would be awesome. Because for us, that's a security, added security feature. We don't want people to know it's there.
In a meeting earlier in the month, the city's Planning and Zoning Commission approved a special use permit for the 8th and Oslog site on a 5-to-1 vote. The majority of commissioners agreed that GCI, as a licensed public utility in the state, would be connecting the community to essential services with the fiber optic connection. At the time, 18 people had signed a petition to oppose the special use permit in the neighborhood, saying the project would disturb the visual quality of the area. That was a concern for First Street resident Harvey Gilliland, who attended GCI's subsequent presentation. Gilliland thought the spot was better suited to use as a parkland.
It's a wonderful spot. It's nice and high. You can see out. Your pictures demonstrate that. It's a nice view place, and it'll change the area for that potential.
GCI's Warren Russell said the company had originally looked at six different spots, including a city-owned lot next to the sewer pump station on Sandy Beach Road, but he said there were problems with each area they had considered. Local GCI technician Perry Allen said the beach was the ideal spot to land the submarine cable from Juneau, but he said the 8th and Oslog spot was closer to link the equipment into the company's existing telephone and cable infrastructure.
What you don't see on the map is there's roughly 4 miles of fiber that's going to come out of this shelter and run on existing pole lines and kind of spider web through town. That works very well for the phone guys. For me, where I'm at now is the ideal location. My cable plant splits there, and that's pretty much in the center. So we had to come up with an area all three of us could work together on.
Allen and other GCI staff encouraged residents to ask the city council to include whatever terms they'd like in the lease for the property, from specifying the color of the building and the type of landscaping to the location of the fuel tank and backup generator enclosure. This seemed to go over well with several people who attended the December 28th presentation. Carly Beyer lives on neighboring Lake Street. She saw a need for the fiber optic link, and she appreciated the company's approach to concerns about the building.
You're making it much easier on us to say yes. You know, so that we can have a say in what's going on versus, people who don't want anything in their neighborhood. This town needs this. We need all of the benefits and the help and the down south resources that we can get to stay viable. And I think that the way you're proposing it and allowing us to make comments and express our concerns and work with us is a great benefit. And I appreciate you having meetings like this.
Beyer was one of about a dozen people who attended GCI's presentation. There were also a few Lake Street residents there who had initially signed the petition opposed to the special use permit, but after the meeting, several agreed the company did a good job of addressing their concerns. After hearing more from the company, Lake Street resident Marv Ronimus said he could live with the structure, but he still did not think it belonged in a residential area.
My greatest concern of the whole thing is the precedence that this building, irregardless of what it looks like aesthetically, it's still a commercial building.
The city-owned land in question is zoned for public use. That's a designation that allows parks, playgrounds, government-owned buildings, and municipal facilities. However, the city can grant a special use permit for a structure like this if it's found to be of a beneficial nature to the community. As their licensed public utility, the Planning Commission found that GCI is an essential service to the community and that the shelter would not have an adverse effect on traffic, noise, or smells. According to minutes from the December 11th meeting with the commission, commissioners also noted such a precedent had already been set with KFSK's radio transmitter equipment on public use land in town. The decision to grant the special use permit as well as a lease for the property will be up to city councilors. A few councilors, including John Haverlick, attended the recent presentation.
I really appreciate you coming here tonight for, you know, all your work and putting this together very, very professionally, and especially for, you know, improving our town's infrastructure. That, you know, it's not costing us anything, and you're going out of your way to make sure it's a first-class project and doing it very professionally.
GCI wants to start construction on the region-wide project this spring with the hopes of having the fiber optic connections up and running for Petersburg and other towns in November. The company's permit and lease request in Petersburg are tentatively scheduled for the City Council agenda of January 22nd. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.